I don't understand what the importance is.
Anything on Devin right now that you can update us with?
Well, obviously he's not here.
Right.
Broke that story last night, apparently. He's home for family reasons, and he will not return until tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
So you expect him back tomorrow?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
This is for everybody to know if we have a player that's not here. We don't benefit at all from the other teams knowing that we don't have a player. It does. You don't have to be a Reds fan, but it doesn't help us if our opponents know who's here and who isn't. That's what I want to know.
Well, as a fan, I'm wondering, well, here's a spot for Devin Mesoraco. Why isn't he here?
Where was the spot?
It's a pinch hitter. I mean, he's an all-star with 25 home runs last year. He hits, I know you, I asked if it was a left-handed bat thing. You said no.
I don't get it. It's, you know, look, I don't need you guys to be fans of the Reds. I just need to know that if there's something that we want to keep here, that it stays here. We don't need to know that Tucker Barnhart's in the f***ing airport when we haven't spoken to Kyle Skipworth. I think we owe that kid the right to be called and told that he's going to be sent down, as opposed to reading that Tucker Barnhart's on his way in from Louisville. I don't get it. I don't get why it's got to be this way. Has it always been this way, where we just tell everybody everything? So every opponent that we have has to know exactly what we have, which relievers are available, which guys are here and which guys aren't here, when they can play, what they can do. It's nobody business. It's certainly not the opponent's business. We've got to deal with this bullshit. I'd like to talk, and I have spoken as candidly as I can with you people. If that's not good enough, I won't say a fucking thing. I'll go yes sir, no sir, and I can do that. But I've been as candid as I can be about this team and our players, and we got to deal with this. Every team that we play has to know every guy that's here and what they can and can't do. Me. Disgrace. I'm sick of this. It's hard enough to win here to have every opponent know exactly what the we bring to the table every day. I don't like it. That's what I'm saying. Make it very clear. I don't like the way that this is going at all. I don't like it. I don't think you guys need to know everything. And I certainly don't think that you need to see something and tweet it out there and make it a world event. How the f*** do we benefit from them knowing that we don't have Devin Mesoraco? How do we benefit from that? They benefit from it. I just want to know how we benefit from these f***ing people knowing that we don't have a player here. Can you answer that? How is that good for the Reds?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's making my job f***ing harder.
Sure it is.
Well, thank you. I just don't know if that's what we're supposed to do. Are we supposed to and open up everything here for everybody to know all the time? So that's all I want to know, what your expectations are, because if I got to tell these guys, we got to go out there and they know we don't have Devin Mesoraco, what benefit is that to me as a manager and our team to win a game?
He hasn't been there for a week and a half.
I just want an answer on how we benefit from them knowing that Devin Mesoraco isn't here.
I don't think you do, and I don't know that that's my job.
Your job isn't to sniff out every little thing that is about the Reds and put it out there for every other guy to hear. It's not your job. You want me to be candid with you? I've been candid with you. I talk to you guys like men. I tell you what the f*** is going on with the team. I tell you how I'm feeling about it as candidly as I can. And then this got to watch this. I got to read out on a tweet from our own people in here that we don't have a player. How the f*** does that benefit the Reds? It doesn't benefit us one bit. We try to go out there and win games. I got to come in here and then you guys blow it all over the place. Who we can play, who we can't. I'll tell you what I want you to know. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't tell you.
I appreciate it. You did not lie to me, and I appreciate that.
I'm up a rope in this business, because everyone has to know everything all the time. And that's not my obligation. It's not their obligation. You know why Billy Hamilton didn't play the other day? Because his Fingers hurt. He couldn't hit right-handed comfortably. Right? So that's something that I need to know and no one else needs to know. No one else needs to know it. And all of a sudden it's out there. Fingers are sore. It doesn't benefit us. It wasn't from you, but it doesn't benefit us one bit to announce to the other teams that were playing to bring in lefties whenever they need to get Billy out. It's no benefit. So I'll be honest with you. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of listening to this shit. I'm sick of the second guessing. You guys can do whatever the you want, but I'll tell you this. I'm not going to tell you everything about this club because you guys are going to go out there and sniff it out anyway. I don't like it one bit. Bend over backwards to be honest and direct with you guys, and you stick it right up my and the team. And I'm sick of it. What do you got? If you don't got anything, then get out and I'll do this interview with Marty. If you don't have anything, just get out, please.